This is Ozarks at Large. If you've been paying any amount of attention to Arkansas news, you know the private option funding mechanism for health care in Arkansas is up for reauthorization during the legislature's fiscal session that begins next week. Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas recently sat down with two Republican legislators on opposite sides of the private option. Senator David Sanders helped develop the private option. Representative David Meeks opposed it. They talked to Roby on the program Capital View on KARK-TV in Little Rock last weekend. You'll also hear the voice of Roby's co-host for that program, David Goines.
There's a significant amount of time and you know, the compression of time and all the artfulness of a fiscal session, which I guess this will be our third. I think there's still a lot to be worked out. But obviously, you know, it is healthcare, the private option, which was Arkansas's alternative to following sort of the Obamacare Medicaid expansion rollout that was set forth in the Affordable Care Act, is the preeminent issue. And I think what is different, where we find ourselves today, rather if we were sort of flip back and go back to April of last year, is, you know, what was conceptual, what was a estimate, what was an actuarial report, a concept that, you know, that we had come up with, is operational now. And that operational in terms of people getting private insurance, who folks in other states in this population are getting Medicaid and some aren't getting anything at all, that's happening. But you also see states like Iowa, Republican Governor Terry Branstad, Republican Governor of Pennsylvania, and now Utah, which may be the most Republican state in the union, emulating this policy. So I think ultimately we'll rise and fall on the policy. And, you know, we're just into phase one. We have phase two elements that we're working on right now.
Do either of you, Representative Meeks or Senator Sanders, do you see proof that it is working as you envisioned it to work?
Or maybe proof that's not working, Representative Meeks?
Well, you know, I think that's the whole point is, and as you said, it's going to have a hard time, I think, passing as is in the session just because there are so many things that, you know, we've seen crop up. And one of the big things was the reimbursement with the doctors. You know, one of the things that we were told is it was going to work just like private insurance. And then for the Blue Cross Blue Shield to come back and say we're going to pay specialists 15% less, for those that are on the private option, I think that's one of the speed bumps that you've seen hit. We also now see that right as of right now, you know, there's no premium for those that are on the private option. There's no copays, no deductibles whatsoever, and that also is an issue as well. And again, I know that some of that stuff could change if we get into the second phase, but those are just a couple of the issues right now that we're seeing with the private option.
I mean, you voted against it,
yes,
last year, but has anything really been different from what you thought it would be last spring?
Well,
a
little
exactly
bit.
What you thought, and that's why you're still.
You know, I think there's been a little bit that has changed. Again, there are some things in the private option that I see that I do like, you know, and there are some things that I see that I don't like. I've spoken with Senator Sanders and others, and in concept, it's a good thing. You know, getting people off a broken Medicaid system, getting them onto a private insurance. The issues, you know, the big issue is the number of people that we're going to put on it. You know, is it sustainable in the long term? And I think that as it is right now, it's not. Yeah, right now the federal government, which happens to be $17 trillion in debt, is picking up the cost of it, adding more to our federal debt. But in a few years, Arkansas is going to have to start picking up the cost. And I think that's where you start running into the issues. Is it sustainable long-term as it is right now? I don't think that it is.
Senator Sanders, speak to the points that he's making. And also tell me, what tweaks need to be made, you think, to convince some legislators who are either on the fence or who are persuadable to come over and agree with your position?
Well, a couple things. If people are watching who actually are on the private option today, if you fall within the category of 100 to 138% of federal poverty, you actually do have copays. That's required. And that was part of the law. You know, part of it is you want to phase it in. So what we're working on right now is, I say, the heart and soul of the private option. And look, just because someone's on health insurance doesn't mean that's not a formula for success long term. What is going to be a formula of success, not only for the private option, but for our teachers' insurance and our state employees' insurance, but you and everybody in the studio, is that we stop being users of healthcare and become consumers of healthcare. So what we're working on right now is a very significant component of this, which is the development of the health savings account for this population. And what originally when we started was going to be a pilot is much bigger and much more impactful. And you've seen states like Indiana, South Carolina, other states that have used health savings accounts for this population and have done it with great success. So we know that that's a key element. That's being developed now. We've hired former Republican governor of Utah, former Bush administration HHS secretary, Health and Human Services secretary, Governor Leavitt, to write those amendments to the waiver. And that is, you know, that I think that's some of the things that David and I really agree on.
Should there be means testing?
In terms of means testing, you're testing income, mm-hmm. and I think what we want to do is not only check income, you know, at the point of enrollment, but throughout the process. Because the idea is, as people earn more and move up the income scale, they should be able to pay more.
Right.
So you're developing cost sharing for people at 50 to 100%, and then we're talking about actually taking existing Medicaid fee-for-service populations and moving them to the private option. I'm going to say this about insurance and health care. Representative Meeks brought it up, and it's certainly an issue. And that is Blue Cross Blue Shield made the decision to reimburse specialists 15% less commercial rates, their commercial rate. Now, and remember, go back a year ago, everybody in the healthcare community was saying, we want Medicaid expansion, which we all know reimburses at a lower level. I'm fearful of, and I don't think it'll work if you start to see political influence and lawmakers getting in the middle of sort of private or what is a private entity's negotiation with their contractors. We don't want that. That's sort of the pathway to single payer, which is not what I want at all. I want the private market to work. But what ultimately will take care of that is putting together a market that is Arkansas that looks competitive so that there will be other competitors and carriers come into the state and compete for that business. So I think that's important. I don't want to go there.
Well, you know, and I would say, you know, on that one, yeah, we don't want the government to start interfering, but you got to remember these are taxpayers' dollars that was being used. One of the things that was said in the private option is that, hey, they are going to be reimbursed at private insurance rates. So for them to kind of make that assumption
they determine what their rates
are.
I
understand.
Not us. We don't want to go there.
What changes would be possible from your perspective to the private option and still kind of keep it, afloat?
Yeah, there are some things that are certainly being talked about. Some of the House members have talked about that. You know, one thing that we think is significant is because of Iowa's experience and that the fact that they're following our lead, they actually got approval to waive non-emergency transportation now, and that was one of the things. In fact, it's like the one wrap benefit. That's a benefit not provided in insurance, but provided by Medicaid that we were told you may have to keep, and we have it now. So what I think,
and that essentially Medicaid pays for people going to the hospital.
Yeah. So if you don't, and it works this way, if you don't have access to to transportation, they will pay for it. Well,
okay.
What we're going to seek. And this is just one thing, and I think this would be something that Representative Meeks is supportive of, is to get that way. Get the same thing that Iowa did, because now you see other states emulating us. They're gonna improve upon it. They're going to tweak on it. And the fact is, we have to come back every single year and re-up in a regular session or fiscal session. We want to make use of the innovations that other states develop, you know, following our lead. So I think we've got that sort of built-in innovation into the plan, and the thing is, I think where we are today, we've done enough, and in terms of the estimates that were projected, in terms of even the average rate, you know, we were told that the average rate may be just south of $10,000. Well, it's not. It's $4,700 an annual rate. You know, I think it deserves another year at least.
Representative Meeks, could you be persuaded to change your vote to vote for the private option?
Yeah, I think it's going to be a tough. You know, we are limited in the fiscal session. I think some of the changes that I would like to see in it, it would take, actual legislative. One of the things that's been brought up lately by Representative Bruce Westerman is the fact that the people in the private option are given a silver plan, and we've asked our teachers lately to help save there or to help shore up their insurance plan that, hey, you need to go down to the bronze plan in order to make it more sustainable. Of course, that would take a change in the legislation because the legislation at this point is a silver plan. But, you know, there are some other things, too. We need to, you know, I think we need to limit it because, again, as it stands right now, I think it's too broad. It's going to cost too much. When Arkansas has to start picking up some of the tab, it's just not going to be possible to be sustainable to the Arkansas taxpayer in the long run.
How much time is spent on making changes, tweaks, the private options to try to keep it afloat, or do you jump over to plan B, it ain't working, we need to find another way?
Hey, listen, so here's a point, I'll make it right now. Bronze level plan and the teacher plan is an HSA. What we're talking right now is working on developing the HSA for this population. That's significant because, I mean, he identified an area where he could get, and maybe even Bruce Westerman could get, so I think that's going to be critical, and hopefully we'll have some news on that.
Roby Brock from our content partner Talk Business Arkansas talked to State Senator David Sanders and State Representative David Meeks this weekend. The conversation also included David Goins, the co-host of KARK-TV's program Capital View. Support for Talk Business Arkansas on Ozarks at Large is provided by AT&T, encouraging drivers to take the pledge to never text and drive. No text is worth the risk. More information at itcanwait.com.
And Bank of the Ozarks, committed to helping business owners succeed by combining the tools and services businesses need with accessible experience and knowledge. More information at bankozarks.com. And the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas, diversity is the key to reliability and affordability. From the state's largest industrial user to a home at the end of a long country road, the Electric Cooperatives of Arkansas serve members with a stable supply of electricity backed up with fuel diversity, coal, oil, natural gas, hydropower, and renewables. More at AECC.com. Mitchell Williams Law, providing diverse professional experience to clients across the U.S. Mitchell Williams Law Firm employs nearly 80 attorneys at offices in Arkansas, Texas, and New York. Online at MitchellWilliamsLaw.com.